All right, so close your eyes and take a breath. And let's take a couple of conscious breaths deep in the belly. Just expanding for a moment and arching the back a little bit, filling the belly and coming in for a landing wherever you are. As you exhale, just let the air out and sink into whatever's supporting you. So first, register, I am supported. In this space, in this circle, and whatever chair or bed you're laying on is supporting you. On the exhale, just let your body sink into that support. That's a position of trust and openness and receptivity. We're receiving as we relax our stomach, soft belly like a child, full deep belly breathing. And bring that breath up as you kind of arch the back and fill up. Comes up to the solar plexus. And then it fills through the kidneys in the back, really bring it up and nourish your adrenals. Right there under your lower rib cage, they sit on top of the kidneys. So we're bringing our awareness and our attention to our whole body, and you're bringing it up now to the heart in the wave of the breath, filling the whole rib cage, round the shoulders, drop the shoulder blades, relax the neck and arms and head. All right. So we're going to take ourselves to a beautiful spot under a tree. And the season is one where the leaves are green. This tree is in full leaf. And it's sunlight. You're underneath the tree and your feet and or your pelvis, you're sitting at the root of the tree. So your feet are on the ground, your pelvis is on the ground, and your back is supported by the tree. So first, let's open our feet and breathe and connect our roots into the earth, thanking the earth for her nourishment and support. And feel how that tree is reaching deeply into the earth and how strong it is as a result. It's going up your back, and as you lean against it, just lean your spine into the tree. And feel what it feels like to gain strength by being deeply rooted. And relax your shoulders and head back. And as you tilt your head up, there's sunlight streaming through the green leaves. And this truly is nourishment. This emerald green light is bathing you, your eyes, your skin, your whole body, your being. You're flooded with this golden sunlight and emerald green from the leaves of the tree. And the tree is breathing, yes? So its exhale is pure oxygen. And you're breathing in as it exhales, you take in. And as you exhale, you're giving out to the tree. You're in a symbiotic relationship. This is the easiest giving we ever do is our exhale. There's no work to it. And you're fully supported, and you're receptive or receiving. So just enjoy that for a moment. And just fill yourself up. It's vitality, pure vitality and strength and beauty. Notice what's beautiful about it. And then you close your eyes and you rest into the tree and let yourself drift to a memory at another place in time where you had an experience of beauty in nature that stunned you, absolutely stunned you. There's probably many times to choose from because it could have been a beach walk with a sunset, and that could happen many times over. But allow yourself to choose one. Sometimes this is kind of a combination of sunsets, you know. But just let yourself be carried there, wherever that is. You may be underwater snorkeling. You could be mountaintop above tree line. You could be up in a tree fort as a child. You know, it could have been last week. You could have been watching your dog play. And then just notice wherever you are, what's the most beautiful thing about it to you? What is so exquisite? And where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel the joy in your body? And you might say, well, kind of all over. But as you breathe, see if you can find a place where it's just really touching you. Maybe it's your smile, you know, that, or maybe it's the heart, or maybe it's the really deep relaxation in your belly, or maybe it's the strength of your legs as you hike the trail that just feels so good to put your feet on that path and move those legs. So notice what activity you're doing. Notice the kind of movement that's in your body, or if you become still, taking it in, whichever that is for you. So two things, just notice the beauty and notice where you feel the joy in your body. And place a hand, if you can, over the place you feel the joy. And then breathe that beauty in even more. Allow yourself to go deeper into it. Permission to open to it wider. And drink it in. Permission to just say, wow. Or, oh my God, which are the two things we say when this is happening. And just dwell there. And notice when you dwell there, kind of the boundaries of the body start to disappear. You feel very at one with your experience. And by bringing your attention to this experience, you're waking up these pathways that have this capacity all the time. This is available to you a lot more often. But we forget to ask ourselves the question, what is the most beautiful? And where do I feel the joy in my body as I let myself receive the beauty? I become that beauty. Literally, you start to radiate that beauty that you've taken in. This is a sacred space. This is sacred sensuality. And how often do we take the time? And we've only taken about 9 minutes here. How often do we take the time to allow ourselves to fully drop in? And fill up. So if you notice your mind saying, okay, that's enough now, just pat it on the head like you would a restless little dog and stroke it. Because the truth is, the mind likes this too. There's no part of us that doesn't like this. It just doesn't know how to get there. That's not the doorway. The analytic mind, the thinking mind, doesn't have the key to this door. Beauty, your knowing, noticing, receptivity, taking in, being one with, enjoying beauty is the key to this door. So now just notice how your body feels. Notice the change. Come back to awareness of your body. And let's take this now, quality of beauty. We're going to ride the wave of conscious breath through the body with the, adding the quality of receiving beauty. Okay, so take a breath and fill the belly. Fill the belly and the pelvis with the feeling of beauty and joy. Rocking forward, let that quality move your body, be breathed by beauty and joy. You're drinking it literally from the pelvis, from the root chakra, the sacrum, second chakra. There's a lot of intelligence in the pelvis about beauty and joy. So let it guide you as you breathe and as you rock. Just like the tree knows rootedness, strength, and reaching for the light, your pelvis knows beauty and sacred sensuality and joy. It's wired for it. So you just go for the ride. Go for the ride on the wave. You're not manufacturing it. You're not creating it. You're not manipulating it. It's there. It's there. You're tapping in to something already there. And then let it rise through you. Let's bring it up to the solar plexus area. What does beauty and joy feel like in our solar plexus? Like, I want to say yum. It's delicious. I want to digest it and take it in. I want to nourish myself here with beauty and joy. Feels very happy. It's a lot of intelligence there. Many neural plexuses. Solar plexus is another brain. Highly intelligent. And then up to the heart as you breathe, ride the wave up to your heart and really open. Remember what is most beautiful for you in that scenario, in that environment. Let your heart open to that and receive that fully. This is the part of you that knows where to take you to receive this. Before your mind ever does. Accept its guidance and its leadership. Its magnetic knowing, receptive knowing. The heart is a place to rest in. deep breath, really filling and filling the beauty and joy in the heart. And then let's bring it up to our neck and shoulders, a place that all of us tend to hold tension. Let's rock the neck open gently. Deep breath and exhale. Really let go in the throat center. We strain here sometimes. We want to be willing, you know. We will ourselves, try to motivate ourselves to sometimes stress ourselves to do things. And this is the opposite. This is, are you willing to be receiving even more beauty and joy? Are you willing to relax even more? We can't try to relax. That doesn't work. So just be curious. I wonder what it would be like to relax even more. Just say, I wonder what it would be like. Even more relaxation and openness here. And take a breath. And then up on up to the face, eyes and forehead, ears and eyes, mouth and nose, the head. I wonder what it would be like to relax my head even more. The crown of my head, I wonder what it would be like to experience beauty and joy. The very tippity top of my crown in my hair follicles. What do joyful hair follicles feel like? Take a breath. Okay, let's find a place now. I'm wanting to take you already into part two. We're going to do it all at once because it feels the right thing to do. Find a place where you're holding in your body where the tension still exists. And if there's more than one, we're just going to focus on one for now. Just choose an area. I've got something behind my right, the nape of my neck on the right side. So just put a hand or put your attention wherever a holding point is, a point of tension, contraction, or any body symptom. Just very gently put a hand there. And there's a mouth and nose underneath your hand. You're breathing right underneath that hand. Just open up to receive the beauty and the joy right in that spot. And there's something there that really wants to be released. So you're going to pick something in your environment, whether it's a flowing river or the sky or the sun or the earth, where you're going to release this tension into nature, because nature can receive it and recycle it. You don't have to carry it. So as you breathe, it relaxes and opens, and that tension comes into your hand. And you feel it kind of collecting almost like a little stone in your hand. And you may want to move your body a little bit and really get it. So if you have inner hands, you could reach into the body and you could pull this out, whatever's there. Massage that area and open up and let it collect into your hand when you're ready. We're going to bring our hands out in front of us and just hold it. Feel the weight of that stone in the hand. Even if you can still feel that area in the body, feel the weight of that stone and the energy in your palm. And on the third breath, on the exhale, we're going to toss it to whatever part of nature it wants to go. So first breath, just feel the weight of it in your palm. And exhale. Second breath, getting ready to toss it Breathe in, second breath. Exhale, okay, hold on to it. Breathe in, third breath, inhale. Exhale and toss it. Shake your hands, shake both hands. Shake your feet, rock your neck. Deep breath, release out. Another breath, releasing breath, and one more. Whew. Great. Okay, and just let yourself be in that space. You might feel some buzzing, tingling. This is integration. Just be with it. Coming back to your body, sitting or laying down. Just enjoying the shift.